Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophet Valerie, here with my husband, Benny. Grateful and thankful to God for each of you who have joined us on tonight. I tell you, we have had a tremendous weekend where God has been blessing and showing itself great. We have been truly empowered, and we just can't thank God enough for all that he's done. Before we get started with our teaching on tonight, we'd just like to take this time to thank Apostle Stephen Banks for sharing with us during Unmasking the Pain. We just bless God for what he imparted. Also, we'd like to thank Apostle Gloria Hawkins, who had the heart, the mind, the spirit behind Unmasking the Pain. We are just grateful to have had the opportunity to partner with and collaborate with her in this sharing. It has been tremendous. That's all I can say. It has been tremendous. And we just thank God for every participant, every prayer, everyone who had a part of Unmasking the Pain, healing the wounds of men. And it's that conversation that has fueled our conversation on tonight. Our topic tonight, when you heal, we heal. You heal, we heal. My husband just posted on Facebook a thank you of sorts, but he talked about authenticity and how strategic God has been and continues to be in revealing himself to his people. And as we were sharing today with Apostles Myrtle and Keith Johnson, and even earlier this morning, the Holy Spirit had spoken regarding our encounter this weekend with healing the wounds of men, how significant this healing process is to us as individuals, but importantly, equally important in relationships. And so that's what he spoke to me concerning when you heal, we heal. And this is going to come up in 2019. The process has already begun, where we're going to be sharing with audiences from a kickoff from healing the wounds of men. When you heal, we heal. So tonight, what we're going to talk about is really about relationships and how important it is for each of us as individuals to come to terms with our truth, to be welcoming to a healing process as for those who are married, because what affects you affects me, and what affects me as a wife, because we are one. So, babe, I'm going to ask if you would open us up with prayer.
Holy Spirit, we come one more time, identify you as the chief teacher, one that imparts, one that leads, one that guides, one that gives us the knowledge that we need to reach God's original intent. Father, we thank you just for allowing us to be able to come to listeners all over the world through the Empowerment Place Blog Talk Radio. Father, we thank you for moving strategically. We thank you for good sound and concise. It may not look like other things look. It might not be a traditional, Father, but we thank you. We thank you for just giving us the knowledge, the power, and the authority that we would be able to empower others as we become empowered. And Father, we ask that you continue to help us to reach one and teach one all about the kingdom and being able to show them that lies in you and that we hold to that and everything will be fine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So our scripture context will come from Mark chapter 10, verse 8, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Those words. So our dialogue, when you heal, we heal. Thank you for the callers that are on the line on tonight. Amen. If you have a question or a comment, of course, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. Babe, in our discussions today about this healing process and how strategic God has been in our sharing about when I heal, we heal, or when you heal, we heal. Because Holy Spirit has been speaking to you so profoundly in this last few hours about this movement of God, how do you feel this is going to impact? I mean, already we see the effect of how this time that we've spent this weekend in a safe place, in a place of transparency and authenticity, in a place of truth, where in a place of no judgment, in a place of clarity and healing. We've already seen how people have been affected by that. But when we look deeper into this in regards to relationship with husbands and wives, what do you feel? How do you feel? What do you feel? What are you sensing, I guess? What are you sensing?
What I'm sensing is it goes even deeper than a husband and wife relationship. When we can have men, women, be able to uncover and really, without judgment, the hurt and pain that they've gone through, the loneliness, the whatever it may be that has hindered them from moving forward and what God would have us to do. I think that it's huge when we talk about getting people off of drugs, having them to understand what caused you to drink, what caused you to use drugs. What caused you to be a fornication or adultery? What's the root cause of the issue?
Mm-hmm.
What's the basis behind what's going on? And so when we're speaking to people, we must not look down on them unless we're helping them up. And so, in essence, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about relationships. Building a relationship with the kingdom, building a relationship with Jesus, building a relationship with Holy Spirit, building a relationship with the Father. And that's the clear and concise training and teaching that I'm talking about. We hear people say all the time, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do we tap into either one of those to get understanding as to what God would have us to do?
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the original intent. I remember, and I'll say this morning when we were talking to Bishop and Apostle, and of course I was led here before, but when they were in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, and then the apple, well, they didn't say apple, and that's another lie. I better not say that. But that's another untruth. How do we... It wasn't an apple. What? It was a fruit. The Bible says it was a fruit.
All right.
Okay, so, but my point is this, is that we must be clear and concise in delivering the word of God and not be judgmental for people who are going through these different things in their lives that would have them acting the way they do. You know, I shared, and I can share this because it's me. I shared that when I was 9, my father died. And so at 9 years old, I went through my life thinking that everybody was going to abandon me. Anybody that I got close to would abandon me. And therefore, I spent many years not wanting to be too close to anybody because I didn't trust that they would
be around.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of things that affects relationship. That's the kind of things that affects the lives of people. And some people can associate with that because they lost a loved one, be it a mom, a dad. And so relationships, we're talking about relationship with your parents, relationship with your grandparents, relationship with your siblings. Those are relationships that we can strengthen once we determine what caused you to act the way you're doing.
And those relationships are very important. But in the ministry that God has given us, because he's allowed us to deal with marital relationships over the years. I mean, since we became husband and wife, one of the things that, because of our experiences, God has used that to help.
I agree, but.
No, but. Let me. But, okay, so when we look at this, because I was blessed so tremendously being in place on yesterday to hear even what you shared about your fear of abandonment. Now, you and I had talked in the past about some of the things that you've experienced and some of the things you felt, but it wasn't until yesterday that I actually heard you articulate your fear of abandonment, which gave me insight on maybe some behaviors I'd seen or some thoughts that I had gotten myself, because nothing had been articulated. It was like I was just supposed to know whatever it was you were feeling, know whatever it was you experienced, and I had no clue. But by getting that insight and hearing what you had to share and understanding what was going on within you emotionally and spiritually, it helped me in that moment to say, you know what, Valerie, you don't have to worry about this or you don't have to think this way, because now it's been revealed what the truth is. And so where you were feeling one thing, now you can acknowledge, oh, it really is something else. So now that it's been brought to the surface, now that it's been revealed, the strategy that I can use now to bring forth wholeness in our marriage is very different from what it was in the beginning, because I was operating without knowledge.
And this is the reason why I say it, but.
Uh-huh.
But.
Uh-huh.
You cannot go into a relationship broken.
We should not.
We should not go into a relationship broken, because that's where the issues occur. So assist and help people find that what the catalyst is for their behavior, what's causing it, the cause and effect of why they do what they do.
Go
if you're an alcoholic,
yeah, gotta go to the root.
We want to find out, but we're not going to call you an alcoholic. We want to say that we are able to help you overcome those things. So that's why I said it doesn't start with just husband and wife. We have to be able to. That's why I said it's huge to be able to help people overcome. Because there's a lot of people that are listening on this radio today. They may not even be in a relationship because they had that fear that it's just not going to work. And those that are in relationships, they trying to figure out why isn't it working?
Yeah.
Why isn't it working?
We have to tackle the root. And that's
and
why
everyone is different.
Everyone is different. And we're very transparent about who we are and what we do, and our ability to overcome. And so, you know, as we're heading back home, my husband made some statements about his threshold for pain. And I said, oh, I don't want to hear that, because as women, when we hear men say stuff like that, we say they're wimpy. And he said, and that's another issue. He said, you all, and we, as a people, we sometimes want to put everybody in the same category, in the same box, and make the same assumptions about all people. And we can't, because we don't know everybody's story. We don't know everybody's pain. We don't know if somebody has a phobia. We don't know if somebody's been traumatized. We don't know. And so when we make these preconceived notions and judgments on individuals based on what we've experienced with somebody else, or based on what we heard somebody tell us about something, we're doing a terrible disservice to that individual and to ourselves. And as Benny shared, it is bigger. You know, we started this conversation tonight about relationships, because there is a passion for me to finally be in a marriage that we both are attempting daily to do it God's way. Would you agree, baby?
Yes.
Daily. We're striving to do it God's way. Now, for me, because I did this thing a couple of times and failed. But in my failures, I learned lessons. And now that I'm able to use those lessons to help me work this relationship, I'm so grateful to God. But even in this, I still want to learn. I still want to know. I still want to ensure that I am doing this the way God intends. And so if it means that we got to go dig stuff up, that we've got to reveal some truths that we haven't talked about, if it means that we got to take off mask and then take off another mask and unpeel our lives back the same way we would do an onion, and the more we peel back, the more the tears come, the more there's maybe some more pain or some trauma that we have to experience. But we have to get to the core of whatever it is that may hinder us from being complete and whole in our relationships. And then I say, if you heal, when you heal, we heal. When you heal, that you, me, when I heal, my healing will not just benefit me. My healing will benefit my husband. My healing will benefit my daughters. My healing will benefit my grandchildren. My healing will benefit my siblings. My healing will benefit my coworkers. My healing will benefit anybody in my sphere of influence. My healing, when I heal, those who are connected to me will also be able to start a healing process, because if I've been estranged because of my own issues, by fixing that, I relieve tension from somebody else, that maybe now they're able to start navigating a path to get to a place of wholeness, because they have to deal with crazy Valerie. I'm not crazy. I'm just saying. This is what we have to be mindful of. And Lord have mercy. I don't know about you, babe, but this weekend, yesterday's experience has sort of been a catalyst for a motivator. Would you? A motivator.
Yes, I agree. After spending 30 years in law enforcement, I say, you know, if someone burglarized a house, someone robbed someone did anything that was a violation of the law, if God can forgive, why can't we as a people forgive? So, but forgiveness is that key. And when we don't forgive, we're causing that person to continue in their behavior because they're not getting anything in return. They're not being forgiven, so they continue in that same behavior. So we have to be able to forgive so that we can help them heal. You know, a young man just spoke yesterday, and he talked to a bishop, apostle, elder, man of God, woman of God. When you come to talk to someone, sometimes you got to listen to what they have to say, and they will open up to you. The biggest and baddest person on the street that everybody sees as the biggest and baddest, and maybe some people might be scared of them or something like that, tap into what's causing them to do what they do, and you'll find out everybody has a heart.
Everybody has a soul.
Everybody has a soul. But here's the thing that National Negro College Fund says that their
mind is a terrible thing.
Mind is a terrible thing to waste. Once we talk to the mind of others, then we'll be able to uncover some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because when a person is laying in the hospital in a coma or whatever, and they will say, well, they're brain dead. If the brain is not working, the mind is not doing what it's supposed to do. It's
mm-hmm.
not telling the heart to beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not telling
mm-hmm.
the other organs. The word says that the body.
Come on.
The body. I'm going to leave that alone.
Go ahead. You act like you're trying to preach over here. We just got a few minutes.
Okay. But it's the body of Christ, that our body, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Tap into the mind of others. You know, where we go mostly is into the workplace.
Yeah.
Or the marketplace, I should say. The marketplace. Marketplace ministry is important.
Yes.
You're saying that they're putting prayer back in the school. Schools are a marketplace.
Yeah. It's a sphere.
It's a sphere.
Yeah.
Of influence.
Yeah.
And we must be able to go into every sphere of influence and do what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, uplift people. If they're in a nursing home, if they're in a jailhouse, it doesn't make any difference. Uplift them, because God is concerned with all our souls.
Yes, and you said it about the mind. If we can get people to have a change in mindset about how they think about themselves first.
They can fulfill purpose.
Then they can fulfill purpose. And I think that a lot of us struggle with something, and all of us are still in a process of healing and wholeness. It's because we in our minds have not come to terms with something or some things for some of us. You know, we say, oh, we've had the God experience. We saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost, with the speaking in tongues and the whole nine. But our truth is we still contend with some issues. Our truth is we are not whole. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so our time is almost up because I was getting ready to turn the corner on how even when we are not whole, while we're bleeding, we're still trying to help other people. And we do have grace that we can minister through our pain, but how glorious it would be to be able to really minister and help people heal, and you in a good place yourself. You know what I'm saying, babe?
Yes, because if you're not in a good place, vicariously, someone that you're trying to help
can pick up.
Can
the spirits transfer.
And so we have to be careful with that. That's why we have to work. And it's a work in progress for all of us.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress for all of us. But I say that being concise and being to the point, not taking the word and twisting it around.
Lollygagging around with it.
You know, Pastor Wendy would always say, you can't cherry pick the word.
Right.
And I have to be careful of that because I do a lot of posting on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And some people could see it as cherry picking the word. But what I'm doing is I'm planting a seed.
Yeah,
Amen. So if I go to a scripture and I show it to you, then that might
it might provoke you
to yes. like a person to go back and read the whole thing.
Amen.
Because 2 Timothy tells us study to show yourself approved. You know, and you got to study to show yourself approved. You can't depend on everybody else, because guess what? You're going to get yourself there.
Yes.
All I'm trying to do is help you get some tools to get yourself back on the right track. That's why I have spiritual mothers and fathers that can lead and guide me, and they have spiritual mothers and fathers.
Amen.
And, you know, it's a continual thing. But we must be able to tap into the Spirit of God. That's why he says pray without ceasing. So communicating with God all the time and asking. You know, it's almost like you got a camera on you all the time.
Well, you do. The eye of the Lord is on you.
The eye of the Lord is on you. So you got, and if you don't want to be disrespectful, you're gonna heed to what he's telling you.
Yeah.
And because he can see.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, he asked Adam,
Where are you?
Well, that was a good question. Where are you? And that's what the question was on yesterday at the workshop. Men, where are you?
Yeah.
You know, and not to belittle him anything. Say, hey, God is looking for you.
Where are you?
Worry about being naked and ashamed. God is looking for you. All of those things that you think that you can hide, you can cover it up, but he still sees it.
Yeah. And he wants you healed. He wants you healed. That went by quick. Praise God. We're about to get back on the road. We thank you all for joining us this evening. We want you to be on the lookout. We're going to already be putting together some dates in 2019. For when you heal, we heal. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you for this time of teaching and release. We pray, God, that what has been released tonight will find its way into the hearts, minds, and souls of your people, oh God, that they would give more thought to their healing process, that they would be willing, oh God, to unmask the pain that they've been feeling that's been affecting not just them, but those that they are in relationship. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done. And we claim victory in the lives of every listener now that we are healed and we are whole. We thank you and count it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, again, we say thank you to each of you. At the Empowerment Place, every day we strive to do something to empower ourselves. But once we've been empowered, we take the responsibility to empower someone else. My brothers and my sisters, you have to understand, you are the key to your own empowerment. We can't blame anybody else. Use what God has given us. Make the difference that you want to see. Be empowered. We love you. God loves you best. Have a good evening.